Welcome back to the Steve Griffith Show with Dr. Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General here in the No Panic Zone with us, and glad to have you here, sir. Okay, so as you look at this going forward, you mentioned we do not shut down the entire economy for other illnesses. Of course, it's happened here. Most states are shut down, not all, but most. The unemployment numbers have gone north of 10 million. They could reach 20 million or more. And there's going to be health consequences from that. I mean, I'm reading anecdotal stories about spousal abuse and domestic violence going up, incidents of alcoholism, overdoses, and suicide. I mean, when people lose their job and lose their spouse, lose their house, lose hope, there's also damage that comes from that too, isn't there?
There absolutely is. We know that any disease you can think of, it's made worse by isolation. And so there are going to be real consequences. And one of the things I've been trying to help people understand are the ways to be healthy while we're social distancing. And that includes eating right, exercising, getting your sleep, and Steve, calling your mother, making sure you're getting in touch with people and keeping those lines of communication open virtually, even if you can't be face-to-face. But that's also something that the president and the task force have been trying to balance. Everyone says from a public health point of view, just shut it all down, just shut it all down. And that does make sense for COVID, but then there are going to be, you squeeze the balloon and there are going to be unintended consequences other places. And that's why we're always trying to balance doing what's right for COVID and for the response right now with trying to support people in the other aspects of their life that may increase risk. And that's why the bills that were passed in Congress were so important, because they give people the tools and the resources they need to do the right thing, like unemployment insurance, relieving student loan payments and making sure people don't get evicted from their homes for not paying their mortgages. All this is a package that we have to contemplate to come up with good policy.
Right. Well, and clearly the COVID outbreak doesn't affect South Dakota like it does South Boston. It doesn't impact North Dakota the way it does New York, obviously. I mean, Michigan's Upper Peninsula is not the same as Manhattan. I mean, the density of people is different. Social distancing in the country is already something people do in large part. So do you foresee a time, and maybe you can help give us some insight as the administration's idea, how you start to reopen the country? Do you go to places like northern Michigan or southern Indiana, where you're from, or parts of Kentucky, say, okay, we can open these counties because we're in pretty good control here, but maybe you limit people coming in from the state of New York or from Detroit or from New Orleans, where you've got these concentrations of cases. How do you foresee that happening?
Well, that's a great question. And number one, we're looking at places like China and South Korea very closely as they're starting to reopen, because there'll be things we learn positively and there are going to be mistakes that they make. And we want to make sure we learn from the good and that we don't repeat the bad. But to your point, this will be regional. The United States is a big country, and people forget that the United States is like taking all of the countries of Europe and putting them all together. And Portugal wouldn't do the same thing as Norway would, and North Dakota is not going to do the same thing as Miami does. But we want people to start with knowing the data. So we're rapidly increasing testing. We're going to be at 2 million tests by the end of this week and continuing to increase well above 120,000 tests a day. Then we want to make sure that in those places they have the ability to follow up on people who have a positive test and isolate them. And that's how you slowly start to reopen. You also recognize that, like you said, people are going to be at different parts of their curve. So some parts of this country will reopen sooner than others. California will reopen sooner than New York and New Jersey because they hit their peak earlier than those other places did. And they're starting to hopefully come back down.
Dr. Jerome Adams, Surgeon General of the United States, I want to ask you something. I mean, you mentioned you're from Indiana, and I hear that they like basketball in that state. And, you know,
just
the University of Indiana,
kind
of a popular place. You know, names like Larry Bird and Isaiah Thomas come to mind. No, I understand that. All right, last question. This is it, and it's about safety. At one time a few weeks ago, you, among others, said, don't wear the mask. It could cause more harm than good. There's been a complete change in that directive from your office and from the administration. What are the steps we have to take to limit the spread of the virus going forward? What about masks?
Thank you for the opportunity to clear that up. The WHO, the CDC, and my office all originally recommended against the general public wearing masks, especially surgical and medical masks, because the best evidence at the time said they were not effective in preventing the person wearing them from catching COVID. So we still believe that, Steve, if you wear a mask, you're not wearing it to protect yourself from getting COVID. We always said people who have symptoms should wear a mask to protect other people from getting disease. So if you have cold or flu symptoms or fever, we would tell you to wear a mask to protect the people around you. Here's what's changed. We've learned that 25%+ of people who are spreading COVID are spreading it before they have symptoms or may never become symptomatic. So we can't tell if you're sick or not just based on your fever or your symptoms. And so we're recommending that people consider wearing a cloth face covering so that they can protect their neighbors. I wear mine to protect you and you wear yours to protect me. But three quick points to finish on. If you're going to wear a mask, please make sure you wash your hands. Please make sure you don't touch your face because you could actually contaminate yourself by touching your face while you're wearing a mask and getting that false sense of security. Number two, leave the surgical mask in the medical mask to the healthcare providers because they're dealing with high risk patients and we don't want them to be harmed because there's a run on these medical masks out there by the general public. And then number three, remember, it's not a substitute for social distancing. This is a disease that travels person to person, and a mask is a barrier between two people. But the most effective way to prevent spread is to stay 6 feet or more. But we don't want people to feel like, hey, I've got a mask. I can run out to the beaches. I can go play basketball. I can be up next to someone because you're still going to be at increased risk for COVID due to being so close to someone.
Great conversation, Dr. Jerome Adams, Surgeon General of the United States. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to be here. I'll give you the last word if you'd like.
Well, I just love to. I can't wait to come and see you for one of those big Michigan games or
attaboy,
maybe a basketball game. And I want the public to know that we are seeing a light at the end of this tunnel. We know that that from 2 to 3 weeks after you start to really get aggressive about social distancing and staying at home, you start to see the curve level off and come back down. We've seen it in Washington. We've seen it in California. I'm confident that Americans are doing the right thing. And if they keep doing it for the rest of these 30 days in April, that we will start to get to a place where we can strategically start opening some parts of our economy again and getting back to a new sense of normal. And again, great progress with vaccine development. I'm hopeful that by next year, when we have a vaccine, we will be able to get back to an even greater sense of normalcy. But remember, the public has the power to change the trajectory of this epidemic. We need all of you to do your part.
Dr. Jerome Adams, Surgeon General of the United States, thank you for being in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Sir, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.